Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3405BN. Today's date is July 17th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Flip the Script, J-13 Select Committee, Transparency, Election Interference Narrative, Change. Talk about our health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now getting caught up in their entire narrative of what happened on Saturday the 14th when they attempted an assassination. And you can see the deep state players, they never thought that Trump was going to survive this. They thought he was going to be killed and their problem was going to be solved. But this didn't happen. And now that he is alive, they have to explain what is happening. Because remember, if he was killed, and if you listen to what Vivek said, there would be a civil war. So again, there would be chaos on the streets and no one would be interested in the investigation. No one would care. Just like what happened during 9/11, Rumsfeld came out and said, oh, yes, we're going to get to the bottom of this with these trillions of dollars that are missing. The next day, we had 9/11. Did anyone do an investigation? Did anyone care? That's what they thought was going to happen. But think about what went wrong. People started to point the individual out on the roof. People started to call the police. People were pointing to the individual. Their entire plan completely and utterly fell apart. And they never planned on this failing, so they really don't have a cover story. And this is why it's so confusing in what they're saying, because the roof was too much of a slope. Well, that's ridiculous. We don't have the manpower. That is ridiculous. Everything that they're saying doesn't make sense. And now we have Mayorkas trying to block the director from testifying, and it looks like the House Oversight Committee is going to subpoena the director. Now, of course, this is their cover up. This is what they're doing. The FBI and the rest, they're handling the phones. They're handling all that to make sure that people don't understand what really happened. They're not going to produce any information. This guy has no social media presence, didn't search on how to make a bomb. He was able to scout out the entire area. I mean, really think about this for a second. He was able to walk onto the property with a weapon, 50 rounds of ammo, and a ladder. He was able to climb up to the roof. I mean, this makes no sense whatsoever. We know that this is not a failure. We know that this was an operation and there was more than one shooter. And I do believe the other shooter was probably on the water tank, because actually Corey Mills was actually mentioning the water tank, because that was not in the perimeter at all. And when you look at where the water tank is, it's up very, very high, about 600 feet away. And it looks like the individual, whoever is up there, might have had an incredible line of sight to hit Trump and maybe many others. Because remember, the shooter, he tried out for the rifle club. He was a terrible shot. And I do believe that this is going to come out and people are going to start to realize that there were others that were involved in all of this. And this is where everything is going to completely and utterly fall apart on them. And you know what we should do? We should flip the script on them. Why don't we have a J-13 select committee? And everything that is produced, all the documents that the House Oversight gets, it should be televised, should be on all social media, showing exactly how they went about planning this, how the FBI and others were involved in taking out the president of the United States. And once people start to see this and people start to understand that, yes, it was these agencies and it was more than one agency, I think people are going to start to question everything about the Secret Service, everything about the FBI, the DOJ. Because think about what happened during COVID. Everyone's questioning the CDC, the FDA. No one believes the credibility of government is in the toilet right now, and it's getting worse and worse. And what's being exposed? The criminal syndicate. All these pieces make up the criminal syndicate. It's being exposed right in front of everyone. And this select committee should be completely transparent, and we should see the communications between this individual and all those, that information on his phone, what they're saying that doesn't exist. Well, remember, there's a cloud. Remember, there are phone companies, and nothing is ever, ever deleted. But the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that they changed the election interference definition from 2020. They changed it in 2022. We mentioned this a while back in a previous report. But what's very interesting about all this is they added the words assassination and cyber attack. Now, they already tried an assassination. There must be moving on to a cyber attack now. That is very, very interesting. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Bob Menendez, because he was found guilty. He was money laundering, taking bribes, taking cash, gold. He was performing his criminal syndicate duties, just like all the others. And what's very interesting is Schumer is demanding that he resign. But why don't they expel him? I mean, they expelled Santos. Why don't they get rid of him? I mean, this guy committed a crime. He was convicted. And he's going to jail. Why don't they expel him? They should. Will they? Most likely not. We'll see how that plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting is we know that they want to change up the Supreme Court. They want to get rid of Clarence Thomas. They want to get rid of Alito. And AOC, she put together impeachment papers, and she's trying to get rid of these two Supreme Court justices. Now, of course, most likely this is not going to go anywhere. I mean, they'll try some type of an event. They'll try to make something up to try to push this, but I believe this is going to be dead in the water. Trump, he responded to this, and he put this out on Truth. He said the following: the radical left Democrats are desperately trying to play the ref by calling for an illegal and unconstitutional attack on our sacred United States Supreme Court. The reason for these communists are so despondent is that their unlawful witch hunts are failing everywhere. The Democrats are attempting to interfere in the presidential election and destroy our justice system by attacking their political opponents, me, and our honorable Supreme Court. We have to fight for our fair and independent courts and protect our country. MAGA 2024. Now, what's very interesting is that Trump capitalized unlawful, UN, then capital L. And that brings us to two posts. 150, which is November 13, 2017, it says, distress calls to others will do your family no good at this stage. We know where you, the family, are at all times and can hear you breathing. And then we have post 2478, November 11, 2018. It says, let the unsealing begin. Let the declass begin. Let the world witness the truth. We the people, justice under the law. Is he letting us know we're getting closer and closer to this? I do believe so. And I do believe the people are going to learn quite a bit. Maybe it has to do with the attempted assassination, where information is going to be declassified so people could see the truth. And maybe a lot of it has already been declassified. Let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But you can see the deep state players, they are trying to actually control the flow of information around the world. And they know that X is a very, very big platform. And they know they need to control what is being said on X. Because as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe there are going to be many other events that are going to be occurring. We know they're going to try to cheat. And they want to try to control and maintain their narrative. And I think that's going to fail in the end. But what's very interesting is that Elon Musk has claimed that the European Union attempted to blackmail him into permitting secret censorship at the behest of Brussels and accused other social platforms of taking such deals. So the European Union moved to make its new Digital Service Act felt on Friday, accusing Elon Musk of breaching these European Union rules and threatening fines. Musk hit back immediately, saying the DSA itself was the source of misinformation and alleging the European Union had tried to broker a secret deal with him to achieve it. He wrote in his claim, "The European Commission offered X an illegal secret deal. If we quietly censored speech without telling anyone, they would not fine us. The other platforms accepted that deal, but he did not." Now that is very interesting. And when you look at this, yes, they need to control not misinformation or disinformation. They need to control the truth. They need to control what people are saying. And yes, they will use bribes, blackmail, and everything else. And yes, if you don't accept that, they will try to take you down. And you can see this is exactly what they're going to do with Musk. They are going to try to take him down because they don't want the truth coming out. And they know when Trump wins the election, it's game over for them. So they're going to push everything that they have right now to try to stop Trump at all costs and to try to control the flow of information. I do believe we are now moving to the other phase, which is going to include chaos and war. That is where we're headed. But they're going to try to shut down as many platforms, as many news articles, as many publications as possible. And Wokeness put this out and said, Germany bans the right-wing Compact magazine, raids home of chief magazine editor. Interior Minister Faeser gave the order. The magazine crime, stirring hate. Elon responded to this and said, crushing freedom of speech under a jackboot is what that government is doing. And he's absolutely right. And what's very interesting is they're letting us know now that war is approaching. They're allowing Ukraine to fire missiles into Russia. Russia has the ability to bring in middle-range and long-range missiles because that's exactly what NATO is doing. They're accepting mid-range and long-range missiles. So we can see that war is definitely building, and they're pushing this. They're also building the narrative that the Islamic State is coming back. Remember, when Trump came into the presidency, what did he do? He worked with Putin. Putin took out the Islamic State. Trump took out the Islamic State. Actually, Trump took away the ability of what Obama set up, where the armed forces didn't have the ability to hit the Islamic State targets because Obama wanted to call the shots for them, saying, this is where you're going to strike, which actually made the Islamic State grow even larger. Trump said, no, 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 the military gets that ability. Let them do what they do best. And all of a sudden, the Islamic State, well, it started to shrink and they were destroyed and they had a retreat. And sooner than later, what happened? Islamic State was beaten. Now, all of a sudden, since Biden is in the residency, the Islamic State group is trying to reconstitute. And they're attacking in Syria. They're doing attacks in Iraq. And the Islamic State has claimed 153 attacks in both countries in the first 6 months of 2024. So you could see why Ray is out there letting everyone know that there might be an Islamic State attack here in this country. Remember, who was helping the Islamic State? Obama. Who supported them? Obama. You think Obama's coming back into the picture? It's starting to seem that way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Von der Leyen's commission, they have lost the COVID vaccine transparency case ahead of the crucial European vote. So what's very interesting about this is they've been trying to hide all of this. They didn't want to put out the information about COVID, but they've lost that battle, and now they have to put that information out. And I think people are going to start to learn a lot about who was really behind this, what they've done here. And actually, when you really look at it, it's getting worse and worse every single day for them because more and more information is coming out. Soon, people are going to realize that they used this virus to actually cheat in the election. They used a virus that wasn't deadly to the people. The people never needed to take a vaccine. The people would have survived it. It has a 99.99% survival rate. It doesn't affect the kids. And we could have used hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for those people that are much older. It would have helped them in the very, very beginning. If they truly followed the science, we wouldn't have this plandemic at all. But they needed the plandemic. So what did they do? They needed to manipulate all the statistical numbers. They needed to pay the hospitals to say everyone was dying from COVID, even though they died from other things. They needed a faulty test to prove that people were dying for COVID, but they weren't really dying for COVID. And I do believe that in the end, the real plandemic, or I should say pandemic, was going to be the vaccine, because they wanted everyone injected over and over and over. And what was included in the vaccine? COVID. And everyone was always going to have COVID. It was never going to stop it. It was going to create it. And they wanted people to get booster after booster after booster. And people were going to die off. People were going to get other ailments. People are always going to test positive for COVID, so they have to get another booster. When you really start to look at it, this is what depopulation looks like. Even though the fake news says, that's a conspiracy theory. No, this is what it looks like, because this is what they want you to do. They wanted you to line up every month to get another booster. And soon you would have so many problems, so many medical problems, people would just be dying off, dropping dead, and you would always have COVID. So you have to get another booster. This is what they wanted to do. This is how they were trying to convince the people. But it all failed. And now the people are hardened against it. You can't fool the people the second time. The people aren't going to go, you know, for it. But I mean, there are certain individuals that are still wearing their masks in certain blue cities. Those people are going to have to be helped later on. But the everyday person, the majority of the people, if you look around, they're not wearing them. So I think that's becoming clearer and clearer now that they're not going to be able to push this at all. And I think this is dying out on them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Mayor Johnson in Chicago, he wanted to remove George Washington from the hallways of Chicago City's Hall. You mean the founder of this country? Our first president? They wanted to remove him from the halls of City Hall in Chicago? Well, Trump actually predicted this back in 2017. America 2100 put this out on X and said, Trump warned this was going to happen in 2017. Everyone, every journalist, historian, and professional expert scoffed at him. But he was absolutely right, and they knew it. And he was telling everyone they were going to remove George Washington. But there's so much pressure on the mayor now, Johnson, that he is backing off right now in removing the statue. Think about that for a second. The people are awake. The people are saying, no, 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 we're not going along with this. This is absolutely not. And this is how you stop them in their tracks. See, that tells you that the people now have much more power than they did before. Because before, they wouldn't have stopped. Now, the people, they're wielding their sword, which is an information sword, by the way. And they're showing them that, look, we're not going to take this anymore. You are not going to do this. We forbid it. And they back off every single time. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see there's major companies now that are backing off DEI. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, just today, Microsoft announced they're slashing their entire DEI program. Now, John Deere says they're going to do the same exact thing. It's very interesting. Are they starting to realize people are catching on? Are they starting to realize that people are starting to understand what DEI really is? It's a racist program. I think they're starting to realize this, and the people now are calling them out, and they're having a very difficult time. But again, we can see that the deep state players, they're using California as their template, and they're not going to stop because they're going to continually push the agenda of the deep state. And you know what that's going to do? It's going to destroy the state. It already is destroying the state. So since Newsom decided to sign that new bill where the parents have no rights to know, you know, if their kids are thinking about changing their gender, basically what they wanted to do, they want to take away the rights of the parents. This has been their goal from the very, very beginning, because this is how the grooming system works. They don't want the parents to have a say, and they want to be able to brainwash these kids into doing what they want them to do by giving them the drugs, having the operation. They want the states to pay for the operation, and they want the parents out of this. This is how they groom the young. What do you think is going to happen in the state now? You're going to see many corporations move out of this state. You're going to see many people move out of the state. Every time they push these type of agendas, it destroys the state. And it's destroying California like we've never seen before. And Elon Musk actually responded to Newsom. And he said the following. This is the final straw. Because of this law and the many others that preceded it, attacking both families and companies, SpaceX will now move its headquarters from Hawthorne, California to Starbase, Texas. I did make it clear to Governor Newsom about a year ago that laws of this nature would force families and companies to leave California to protect their children. And now we have the people of California. They are now suing Newsom, suing California, because they have always rejected this law. He went against the people's wishes. Does he represent the people, or does he represent a criminal syndicate? I think that's very, very clear. And Elon Musk also said that X headquarters is now going to move to Austin. So now X and SpaceX, they're out of California. You're going to see other corporations say, we're gone. You're going to see other people say, we're gone. And it's going to be a mass exodus from California. I mean, you're already seeing it. This is just going to make it a lot worse. And guess what? Hollywood and all the actors that are part of the criminal syndicate, they will not be able to support California. It's going to implode on itself, and everyone's going to watch it implode. Just like the other states, if you look at New York, if you look at Chicago, and you look at many other states which are controlled by the Democrats, you can see that their policies, they're just destroying the cities and the states, and people are recognizing this, and the people are now are turning on them. Now, we do have some good news here. Peter Navarro is going to be released from federal prison. And he put this out and said, today, July 17th, Peter Navarro is going to be released from federal prison. The best is yet to come. Team Navarro. And he should have never been in prison. But again, you can see that he's sticking to his guns. And the people that are always right, that are going up against the deep state players, going up against a tyrannical government, those individuals usually sacrifice themselves for this country. And that's exactly what Peter Navarro did. He's going to go down in history as one of those people that were part of the Second Revolution that sacrificed himself and gave everything that he had to save this country and wouldn't give in to the deep state players. So you could see that there are many people like this. Steve Bannon, another individual. There were many that decided to put their reputation out there, and they didn't care if it was destroyed. They didn't care how many hits they were going to take. They were going to always push back. I mean, of course, Trump is doing that, but there are many others that are also doing this. But you can see right now, the deep state players, the D's, they are panicking like we've never seen before because they need Biden to be removed. Remember, after their attempted assassination against Trump, it is now all falling apart. They know that Biden can't pull this off. They know they need a change of batter. It just matters how they're going to do it. And Adam Schiff is out there. He's warning in a private meeting that Democrats stand to lose everything this election as long as Biden remains at the top of the ticket. He's saying he must be removed. The Dems right now, they're circulating letters asking for the DNC to delay nominating Biden. They want to delay the nominating process. They don't want Biden to be nominated. But I do believe what's going to happen is they're going to continually try and try and try. And they're going to try to get him off the ballot. They're going to try to make sure that he's not the nominee. But I think most likely he will be. Maybe the deep state will threaten him. Maybe they'll say, listen, we will get rid of you and your family if you do not drop out. So it seems that he might be listening to this now, and his family might be listening to this because he said something very interesting, or he is building the narrative for after the nomination, which I do believe that's probably the most likely scenario. But again, we'll have to see how this all plays out. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, from a political standpoint, an unprecedented event is happening. The Dems are trying again to get Biden off the ballot. Now, again, to get him off the ballot, he's going to have to actually resign at this point. And if he admits that he has a medical problem, it means that he cannot no longer function as president or the resident. And this is going to be a huge problem. So one way or another, he's going to be removed. Either he does it himself and uses the 25th Amendment and the certain section, or Kamala has to do it, and she's going to use the 25th Amendment and have 2/3 of Congress say, yes, he can no longer function in his position. And Biden said something very interesting. He said, well, if the doctor reports that I have some type of medical condition, it could prompt me to drop out. So they might be waiting for him to become the nominee. And as soon as he becomes the nominee, because remember, they are speeding this up. All he has to do is last like a week and a half now. Once he becomes a nominee, the doctor might come to him and say, hey, listen, I don't know if you know this, but you have a problem. Yeah, you have a disease. I know you didn't know this, but you do. But he knew this the entire time. The doctors knew this all the time. I think he's putting on a very big act. Do I think he is partially sick? Yes, but I think he's using it to his advantage. Remember, these people are liars. I don't believe anything they say. So I think most likely they will probably make him the nominee. And then I think then all of a sudden we're going to hear reports that he can no longer function in this position and maybe he'll resign himself. And this will be an easy way to get him out of this position. But let's see how this all plays out in the end. Because remember, there are others behind him that might be pushing back. Because again, Obama wants him out. The D's want him out. Hillary Clinton wants him out. Hunter wants him to stay. Jill wants him to stay. And maybe a couple of other people. But let's see how this all plays out. This will be very interesting. Now, we know that they tried to kill President Trump. It completely and utterly failed. And now they are scrambling. And think about all those crazy people that are out there who are teachers, who work in corporations, who are firemen or firewomen. And these people are out on social media telling everyone that they're very upset that the shooter missed. And they're saying to the shooter's family, they're giving their condolences. I mean, really think about this. This is how crazy it is. And Libs at TikTok has been out there posting all of these individuals. And most of these individuals are being fired from their jobs. Not because Libs at TikTok is putting this out there. They're putting this out there on their own. All she's doing is reposting it. And people are seeing it. And people are being fired from their jobs or let go, or they're being forced to quit. And there are many individuals, teachers, people that work in Home Depot, a fireman. And really think about it. Do you really want someone educating your children where they're saying, damn, I wish he was dead? I mean, think about that for a second. Unbelievable. And these people have done it to themselves. Now, what's very interesting when we're looking at the attempted assassination, it looks like people already knew that this was going to happen because we can see signs all over the place. Lara Logan put this out on X and said, this could mean some had foreknowledge of the plot against President Trump's life and tried to profit off the coming calamity. This has also happened on 9/11, where bets were placed against the stocks of major airline companies, American and United, a day before the attack. An investigation showed that in both cases, a single entity and a well-placed insider newsletter tipped off investors to miraculously bet against the top two airlines in USA who took a major hit after the hijacking. Wise Guys put this out and said, who knew this was coming? DJT, the stock for True Social, short skyrocketed the week before the hit. Follow the shorts. The shorts went from 7 million to 15 million from July 1st to July 12th. They thought Monday morning Trump would be dead. Who shorted millions of shares the week before the hit job? Think about that for a second. They knew something was going to happen. They were going to profit off of Trump's death. Unbelievable. But you could see the deep state's cover up is not going well for the attempted assassination. Because we have the DEI director. They weren't really prepared to explain everything that happened. And you can see their cover story is not working. I mean, she came out, and this is Director Cheadle, letting everyone know that the roof was too sloped to actually have a sniper on the roof. But all the roofs are pretty sloped, and it makes no sense. And the people now are making fun of this because, again, you're trying to cover something up, and you're using something that just doesn't make sense to a logical thinking person. DC Drano put this out and said, Secret Service Director, the roof slope was unsafe. An actual cow on a slope roof. And think about it, it was too dangerous for the sniper, but the assassin, he was okay with the slope roof. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. No one is buying this whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that there are reports coming out that Thomas Matthew Crook, he was scouting out the property days before. Now, how could that be? Because when the announcement is made, the Secret Service is supposed to lock it all down. Why would they leave it open so bombs could be placed in these areas? They would lock it all down. They would coordinate it off. And this individual supposedly was scouting it out. This individual was there 3 hours before the shooting, and people saw this individual. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that he had a detonator on him because he had explosives in his car. He had binoculars. He had a rangefinder. I mean, really think about this. He's walking around with all of this equipment. He has a ladder. He has a rifle. There are fences everywhere, but he can get through the fences. He has the ability to climb up on the roof, and none of the snipers, none of the police, nobody saw anything. Let's talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22, or click the link in the description. Does it really make any sense? No, it doesn't. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, this just goes to prove the theory. Anyone walking with a ladder or clipboard can get into anywhere without being questioned. And there's a new video out there showing that the fences around the whole area, they were very tough to get through. The actual police had to ram the fence to get in. So did someone open the fence for Thomas Matthew Crook? It's starting to seem that way. And like we said before, a metal box of explosives connected by wires to a receiver were found in his car, which could be detonated by a remote control on his body. Now, he never really searched how to make explosives, but he had explosives and a remote detonator. Because again, the FBI, did they say, hey, we found all these searches on the phone that he actually was searching explosives. He actually found the instructions about how to make an explosive and how to make a detonator and a remote. Did they say anything about his computers that he was searching any of this? Did he have any documents about any of this? So who showed him how to do this? Where did he get the idea? How did he know how to do something like this? Was this a handler that actually assisted him? Maybe, maybe not. And what's very interesting is that there are videos out there showing this individual just walking around, and he got caught with the rangefinder. I mean, this person should have been brought into custody immediately when they started to realize what he was doing, because he was in an area that he wasn't supposed to be in, walking around with a rangefinder, supposedly walking around with a ladder, because how did he climb up to the roof? So what's very interesting about all this is many parts of the story makes no sense, because he brought a 5-foot ladder that he bought in Home Depot in his Hyundai. He brought it to the rally. He got out of his car, took the ladder out, put it on top of the storage shed, climbed onto the roof. Does that make any sense? No, it really doesn't. And when you look at the storage shed, well, this storage shed, the top part of the storage shed, cannot support the weight of this individual. Now, this individual is about 5'9", most likely around 190 pounds, but he had an AR, which is what, like 7 pounds, 5 pounds, 7 pounds. He had 50 rounds on him, and the weight of the ladder The top cannot handle this. The top is only there to protect for rain. And this whole thing makes no sense whatsoever because it's soft resin. So I do believe he would have fell through this. So he got up another way. And once again, the story doesn't make sense. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we had Corey Mills. He was being interviewed by a CNN reporter, and he was talking about how he believes that this was a setup. Again, this is an operation. I mean, everything that you look at looks like it's an operation. And I do believe there's an op inside an op, but it looks like an operation. And when the deep state normally does this, they have a patsy. And actually, if you look at the patsy, they seem to all look the same, don't they? And they put the individual in position. And what they do is they have their actual sharpshooters in other positions. And Corey Mills started to talk about it, but it looks like the CNN reporter decided to cut him off. And it seems like he forgot about the point of the water tower. Take a listen.
All of these things, and I look at different videos where an assailant will pull a firearm on a law enforcement officer, and the first thing they do is they immediately pull and draw and mitigate the threat and the risk. You know, I ask why the local law enforcement officer did not do so. The other thing is that when you set up an advanced team, I keep hearing this about the perimeter elements.
Yeah.
You know, the perimeter is actually established by your threats that are in the area. So if I don't have any threats outside of 100 yards, okay, fine, I can cordon off a certain area. But if I have a building 160 yards perfectly adjacent to the stage, that's an obvious threat, especially with an elevated position that has overwatch. Mm-hmm. That's a sniper's paradise. And, you know, we talk about Eagle's Nest. You also have, which no one talks about, but the water tower.
So what I'm hearing.
So when you start to think about what he's saying about a water tower, and again, this is a perimeter that they set up. They lock it all down. The water tower is way outside the perimeter. It's about 600 feet. And the line of sight is actually very good. Actually, the water tower is pretty darn high, clears all the trees, and someone up there has a perfect line of sight to hit Trump and others in the crowd. So once again, this story is not making sense, and there are witnesses on the ground saying there were other shooters. And if you notice, when you go back in time and you look at other shootings, the witnesses always say there was more than one shooter because, again, the deep state players, they never use the patsy to actually make the hit. They use other shooters to make the hit. And Trump, the campaign, they were made aware of an Iranian assassination plot against Trump before Saturday's Pennsylvania rally. So Trump knew that something was going on. And I do believe he told them. They told him that, don't worry, everything's secure. Don't worry about it. And that's why he went on stage. And I do believe they thought they had everything under control. But I think where it went wrong was that the patsy was spotted by the crowd and they kept pointing him out and they kept telling the police and the police were closing in on him. The police actually stuck his head up there to see him. The patsy turned to him, pointed his weapon at him, panicked, and started to shoot way before he was supposed to. Now, there was an individual in the office, in the audience behind Trump. I think it was a woman. And some people are saying that she was actually signaling him one way or another. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I do believe he started to shoot way before he was supposed to do this. And this is where everything got thrown off. So when you start to really look at this, the gunman who graduated from high school only 2 or 3 years ago was known then as a terrible shot. The gunman had no social media presence at all, a striking anomaly today. He had a detonator, but up until now, there is no search, no information that he even looked into to how to create it, which means there most likely is a handler that helped him. People repeatedly warned the police that they saw a man with a gun on a shed near Trump's platform, but neither the police nor the United States Secret Service reacted that quickly. To much later on, the United States Secret Service had been aware of the shooter's bizarre behavior for at least 30 minutes before the shooting itself, but did nothing. Security allowed a ladder to be positioned at the shed without responding to the fact. Snipers had the shooter in their sights before he shot anyone. The administration kept Trump's United States Secret Service team understaffed. Trump's exiting team, which had presumably learned to work together, was suddenly disassembled so that Jill could make an appearance at the same time as Trump's rally. The United States Secret Service put the shed outside of its security perimeter, even though it was 125 yards away from Trump, which would work even for a mediocre marksman. And it had a perfectly sightlined to Trump. United States Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle said agents weren't actually on the shed because the roof was sloped. Using passive voice, she explained, the decision was made to secure the building from the inside. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, let's secure from the inside, but not the roof. So there was a picture of the assassin, the patsy, and it was his head. It was bloody. Who was up there? There were no reporters up there. There were other people. Who took the picture? Who leaked it out? Why would they do this? Strange that there's no information really on the phone. I think we can get that information. I think most likely he was hooked to the cloud. Most people do that today. Even if it wasn't hooked to the cloud, you can go to the phone company and retrieve the text messages and other information. And remember, whatever they delete, it's not deleted. And the feds were instantly able to identify the shooter by his DNA, which is peculiar because he'd never been arrested. So there's no reason that his DNA would have been in law enforcement records. No mention of the water tower. Witnesses talked about shots coming from the water tower. They saw someone up at the water tower, but no one even mentions this. And this tells you everything you need to know. And what's very interesting is that a former classmate of Crook said that this individual was a Trump hater. This individual mocked Trump at every chance, which explains why he registered as a Republican in Pennsylvania to vote against him in the primary, but donated to ACT Blue. That is becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And Charlie Kirk, he put this out on X and says, wait, so on Saturday, Trump already had extra security because of an Iranian plot to kill him. That debunks the no manpower excuse. None of this makes any sense. We need a full investigation followed by mass firings, public humiliation, and those responsible. Actually, we need an investigation to show that this was planned, that this was an operation to kill Trump. It wasn't by accident. It wasn't a failure. It was an operation. And I do believe that we're going to find out. Remember this post 586, January 22nd, 2018? What would happen if texts originating from an FBI agent to several internals discussed the assassination possibility of the POTUS or a member of his family? What if the text suggests foreign allies were involved? Well, didn't they warn him that Iranians might make a hit? It wasn't really Iranians, but this is what they were saying. Did they fund the operation? Were they part of it? Or was other foreign entities part of this? Forget the Russia setup, 1 of 22. This is only the beginning. Could messages such as those be publicly disclosed? What happens to the FBI? What happens to the DOJ? What happens to special counsel? What happens in general? Every FBI DOJ previous case would be challenged, and they would. So what's very interesting is I don't believe they were prepared for Trump to be alive. I think they thought they had this. They thought this is a done deal. He's going down. So they didn't worry about any type of cover story. And the only thing they have right now is to obstruct justice. And this is exactly what Mayorkas is doing right now. Mayorkas is blocking the Secret Service director from testifying. So why would he do this? Wouldn't they be very open? Oh my God, look, someone running for president, someone tried to take him out. We need to get to the bottom of this. Of course you could testify. We need to find out where the failure is. We need a full investigation. Are they doing any of this? No, they're really not. Lauren Boebert put this out and said, at the direction of Mayorkas, the Secret Service has now gone back on its promise to brief the House Oversight Committee on the attempted assassination of President Trump. At a time when every single American wants to hear from them, they won't show up. What do they have to hide? Yeah, what do they have to hide? It's the cover-up. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, Chairman Comer, subpoena Secret Service Director Cheadle. Initially, the Secret Service committed to your attendance. Subsequently, however, DHS officials appear to have intervened and your attendance is now in question. In addition, since DHS's intervention, there have been no meaningful updates or information shared with the committee. The lack of transparency and failure to cooperate with the committee on this pressing matter by both DHS and the Secret Service further calls into question your ability to lead the Secret Service and necessitates the attached subpoena compelling your appearance before the Oversight Committee. We should flip the script right now. We should have a J13 Select Committee, just like they had a J6 Unselect Committee, and we should produce every single piece of evidence. It should be on every social media site, should be on TV, and we should be getting the information from the FBI, the Secret Service, the kid's phone, from the phone companies, maybe from the cloud. Every piece of document, everything should be declassified, and it should be presented to the people to see the communications between the patsy and his handler, between the handler and the FBI, and this should be done in public. Let's flip the script on them and put them on trial. Now, is that going to happen? It'd be nice if it would. Let's see how this all plays out. But I do believe we're going to see certain information come out one way or another. Because remember, we have the Oversight Committee. They're requesting all that information. And we have American First Legal that is requesting that information. And I'm sure we're going to have many others requesting that information. So this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a man was arrested with an AK-47 near the Republican convention in Milwaukee. Now, what this is going to do, this is going to pull all the crazies out of the shadows and into the light. And most of these individuals, they're just going to try to continue where the assassin left off. And you can see by all the posts that are out there, you can see that these people, they're nutso. They're going to come out of the woodwork, and these crazies are going to try to do the job. But again, this is not going to work whatsoever. If you look at Trump's security team now, he now has security like we've never, ever seen before. And I don't believe they're going to be able to take another shot. And that's why they're going to be moving on to the next phase. Remember, every step of the way, what have they been doing? They've been interfering in the election. From the very beginning, they brought the indictments against Trump. This was election interference. They gagged him. That's election interference. Everything that they've been trying to do. Now, they tried to assassinate him. Yes, that is murder, but they're also interfering in the election. Since all this failed, they need to move to the next phase. And I do believe this is why they changed the definition of election interference. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, Dave Sachs put this out on X and says, Ben Horowitz, Bill Ackman, Cameron Winklevoss, Doug Leon, Elon Musk, Egan McCabe, Ken Howery, Kyle Samani, Mark Anderson, Jacob Hellberg, Joe Lonsdale, Palmer Luckey, Peter Thiel, Sean McGuire, Trevor Trainer, Tushar Jain, Tyler Winklevoss, come on in, the water's warm. All these people now are on Trump's side. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it's very interesting that the fake news is continually reporting that Trump is going to win in a landslide. CNN just put out an entire election push saying that Trump is going to have 303 electoral college votes compared to Biden's 235. Now, it's very interesting that they're putting this out there because I think what they're trying to do is build the narrative that Trump can't lose. And since they're putting this out there, they're going to try to cheat in the election. Now, if they can cheat in the election and Trump loses, are the Trump supporters very, very angry after they've been hearing all of this? Yes, they are. Let's take another scenario. Let's say if they delay the elections and Trump was winning by a lot, do you think the Trump supporters are going to be very angry? I do believe so. Now, John Herald, he put this out on Telegram, and it says, why did the Intel community update their definition of election interference to include certain things here? So let's take a look at what election interference was back in the 2020 U.S. elections. So when you look at it, it says election interference is a subset of election influence activities targeted at the technical aspects of the election, including voter registration, casting and counting ballots, and reporting results. This is coming from the Foreign Threats to the 2020 U.S. Federal Elections from the ICA. If you fast forward to December 23rd, 2022, this is still the Foreign Threats to the 2022 U.S. Elections. They have the definition for election interference, and it says, includes efforts aimed at degrading or disrupting a target's ability to hold elections, including by targeting the physical or technical aspects of an election. This includes cyber operations affecting a government's ability to register voters, cast and count ballots or report results, cyber operations degrading a campaign's ability to participate in an election, cyber or physical operations targeting election officials, poll workers, or polling places, and assassinations or military or security interventions affecting an election. So that's very interesting. And if you read the next part, it says election influence includes covert or overt efforts by a foreign government, non-state actors, or their proxies. So they're talking about assassination, which they just tried to interfere in an election. That failed. We also have cyber operations, degrading a campaign's ability, degrading the poll workers, degrading the results of the election. So I do believe that most likely they tried their hand with the assassination, trying to remove Trump completely. And since they couldn't remove him, I don't believe they're going to be able to try another shot at him. I think it's going to be way too difficult. Plus, they're dealing with the fallout of this assassination attempt, and they're trying to cover it up. It's not working out too well. But since they mentioned cyber operations, since they mentioned interfering with poll workers or machines or the results, this reminds me of post 4587, July 17, 2020. Prepare for Zero Day, massive cyber power attacks, in brackets, attempts on 11.4. When's the election? 11.5. So are they going to try to convince people that the results or those individuals working on the elections, their systems aren't working and we have to delay it? I mean, they used a water main break. Why wouldn't they use a cyber operation? Also, this goes perfectly into their narrative of trying to bring us into war and having a foreign entity be responsible for this, which means that if this happens, we won't be able to use the election systems. Now, why would they start on 11-4 that this says this is a massive cyber power or anything like that? Because again, what happens if there are certain areas that lose power and they can't use the systems? What happens if there were some systems that were still connected to the internet for testing or patches? They might have malware. So it looks like they might be building this narrative up, which means moving forward, if this does happen, we're going to have to resort to paper and we're going to have to resort to those individuals counting the paper ballots at the local level, which means we're going to have the military or someone, maybe the National Guard, guard the elections. Because again, if the country is being attacked by a foreign entity that's trying to influence the election, they already put it out there that they're seeing that Russia might be influencing the election, this might push us into using paper ballots and voter ID. And I do believe this is most likely why Trump pushed the bill, which is the SAVE Act. Now, if there is an event, and there might be a delay in the elections, they might say we can't have the elections. And I do believe the people, because of this event, they might demand that the SAVE Act is pushed, that we use paper ballots, that we use voter ID, and we continue with the elections. And I do believe that the CISA and the rest, they do have all of this ready to go just in case something should happen. Because again, there's no reason to delay election. Actually, we could take all the paper ballots that they were going to use to feed in the machines. People can just fill them out, hand them in, and those could be counted. Why not? And we'll have to see how this plays out, but it looks like we're heading down this path and it looks like we're approaching it very, very quickly, where we're going to see a lot of things take place right before the presidential election. I do believe the deep state players, they're going to become very, very desperate and they're going to be pushing chaos. They're going to be pushing war. They're going to be pushing everything to scare the people. And I do believe Trump is going to allow the deep state players to go down this path, because why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? When you look at everything that they have done, everything that they have done is been destroying themselves. When you look at the economy, when you look at the border, when you look at what happened out in Afghanistan, when you look at Ukraine, when you look at the Middle East, when you look at the attempted assassination, when you look at what is coming, everything will destroy them because they're the ones who are creating all these circumstances. And the people of this country, they know it, especially when they try to push us into war. The people are going to know who the deceivers really are. And that reminds me of Post 4992. It says, this is July 18, 2020. It says, when was the last time you witnessed a Tea Party leader being patriotic, exhibiting national pride, love of this country? When was the last time you witnessed a Tea Party leader speak out against the riots, violence in the streets? MSDNC projecting peaceful protests? When was the last time you witnessed a Tea Party leader support those who took an oath to protect and defend this country? When was the last time you witnessed a Tea Party leader support and call for unity across our nation? Why do they want people divided? Why do they want people categorized? Who controls the Democratic Party leaders? Foreigners. The great deceivers. And they are the great deceivers. And people, they see it. They understand this. And they're going to know more. Even the D Party, those individuals that are who are Democrats, they're going to realize who the deceivers are. Because as we approach war, and as the scare event approaches, these people are going to be slapped in the face and they're going to be forced to wake up. Yes, the war that is approaching, the attacks on the country, they are going to wake up the rest of the people in this country. And it's going to happen before the election. And Trump, he's going to be talking about peace while the other side is going to be talking about war because they don't want peace. Peace for them is prison. Because if there is peace, everyone then can see all the crimes that they've committed. War means they can escape. So they will always elect war. They will always push war. And people are going to see the difference this time around. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.